You went to Australia. You went to Australia. You went to Sydney. You went to the Sydney Opera House.
Yes, sir. Thank God.
And you saw an opera at the Sydney Opera House in Australia.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Scott, he doesn't know that in Australia this week, the Australian Open was being played. There was a tennis match.
Yes, that's right.
Did you go see it?
On TV.
On TV. On TV. All right, because why? Because Howard likes opera, all right? Not so much sports. A little bit, not a lot. I like sports, all right? I like tennis and football and the Summer Olympics. I also like classical music, the popular stuff. But I like, you know, I like football not as much as I used to like football. I still like football, though. Some of you, if you follow football, know that next Sunday, the Super Bowl is being played in Atlanta. We got the Los Angeles Rams playing New England Patriots. The New England Patriots have been there like 1,000 times, okay? So I'm kind of hoping that the St. Louis Rams take that football and just ramp. I'm a minister. I can't say that, but I'm hoping St. Louis. The Los Angeles Rams win, because you know I'm tired of the Patriots winning all the time. Anyways, if you follow football, you know Super Bowl is a big deal. If you follow classical music, you know that Beethoven is a big deal. And even if you don't follow classical music, my guess is you recognize the four most popular notes in classical music. Bum, 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 bum. Y'all have heard that before, right? You know, you say, oh, I know classical music. I know that one. I know. That's right. That's Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. It's the first movement, the first four notes of the Fifth Symphony. It's a powerful, well-familiar, very well-known piece of music. But if you were to ask me, I would tell you, it's the fourth movement that I really like. In the fourth movement, I don't know if you ever have a chance. Now, if you don't like classical music at all, don't bother. But if you think you might, listen to the fourth movement. It's about 11 and a half minutes long. It's beautiful. It is so beautiful. It has this wonderful French horn part. You know, go bom, 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 bom. It's just powerful. Bum, 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 bum. It's powerful. It helps build. But about halfway through that fourth movement, all by itself, an oboe plays. It's quiet. It's almost forlorn. And yet, it helps to set the stage for the dynamic finish. It's not bombastic the way the horns are. It's not joyful the way the piccolo is. But it is important. In sports and in music, we find out that all things have a role, that everything is important, that everything helps contribute to the larger piece. That's what we're being told about here in the Bible, about the church. All of it, very important. And we struggle sometimes with that. We've been dealing with a government shutdown, and we see what happens when it doesn't come together. But when it does come together, whether it's with sports or music or the church, it's a powerful witness. That's why the Bible talks about this. The church is God's alternative to the world and the way it so many times acts. The world's tendency is to divide. The world's tendency is to contend. The world's tendency is to fight along lines of tribe and clan and race and religion and politics and social agendas. The church represents God's alternative vision. This is what it could be like, God is saying to the people. This is what I envisioned When I began creation, and the image that is used is the body. The body. To sum it up, it reminds us, don't think too lowly of yourself. You're important, and you have an important role to play. Don't think too highly of yourself. You're not that important. You're not more important than anyone else. And in Corinth, there were some people, you know, who were thinking, all right, there's no I in team, we get it. But there is an M and an E, and that spells me. Paul's saying, not so much. It's sometimes difficult to keep that balance. What throws me off still, after all these years, is that I keep wanting to amputate parts of the body of Christ. I want to say, so-and-so doesn't belong. They don't think like me. They don't act like me. They don't vote like me. They're not as embracing as I am. They're not as sophisticated as I am. You know how it is, whatever you want to put in there. We all have our things. It's just, on a good day, I might maybe tolerate them. Maybe. But I'm hardly embracing. I'm condescending. I'm thinking, if only they had my wisdom. If only they had my generosity of spirit. If only they were able to embrace God as wonderful as I am able to. I will pray for them. Bless their little hearts. In the Pixar movie, I don't know if you've ever seen it, Inside Out, joy doesn't want sadness around. And who can blame her? Who wants to feel sad? But if you've seen the movie, sadness has an important part to play in the mission. Without her, the mission would not have succeeded. It's like the Bible was telling us that it's like Jesus is channeling the Beatles, all right? Come together right now over me. The Bible is reminding us that we come together through Jesus Christ. The Casting Crowns have a song, If We Are His Body, and part of the chorus says, Jesus paid too high a price for us to pick and choose who should come or who belongs. Uniformity is not unity. It doesn't mean that we all think alike. It's not supposed to mean that we all think alike. We all don't look alike. Diversity is part of God's plan. That's part of what we celebrate. Diversity is part of God's design. And too many times we allow diversity to cause division or to cause separation. That's not God's plan. God created us to be a community. You've heard me say it before. In medicine, there's a community of medicine. Not one doctor knows everything there is. Not one nurse knows everything there is about medicine. It's a community with specialties in different parts. In law, it's the same thing. There's a community of law. There's different lawyers who do different parts. And there's different parts of the justice system. And you have juries and you have judges. All of it coming together so that we can what? Follow a rule of law. And God's design was for the church to be the same thing. We are a community of followers of Jesus Christ. And we call it the church. That's what we're a part of. That's what God intends. For us all to come together. Each of us having an important role to play. Years and years ago, there was a cathedral that was being built. And a man was going around and he wanted to get an idea of what was going on. And he goes to the mason and he says, what are you doing? And the guy says, are you daft? Can't you see? I'm cutting stone here. What the heck's the matter? Get away from me. And he goes to the carpenter and he says, what are you doing? Are you daft? Get away from me. I'm cutting wood here. Can't you see? Use your eyes. He goes to this old, frail woman, bent over, but dusting a little bit. And he goes up to her and he asks her, what are you doing? And she says, what, are you daft? Can't you tell? I'm building a cathedral. I'm building a cathedral. She embraced the larger vision of what her participation, about how she was interacting and working with God. We are, each of us, a part of something bigger than ourselves, larger than ourselves, a part of the vision that God had in mind at the time when he started creation. Not all the trees look alike, not all the flowers are alike. God's intention for creation was diversity. God's intention for creation and for the church was that each of us would have a part and that everybody would do their part. Hello, lazy ones, I'm pointing to you. Everybody does their part. And when all the parts are coming together, we're able to celebrate not only God's gift and God's design, we're able to celebrate God's grace. The world is in desperate need of an alternate vision, away from what we see on the TVs, where everything is about division and hate and separation and they're wrong and I'm right, where the church is able to come together and say, we believe that everybody belongs. We believe that all people belong and are to be celebrated for who they are. In fact, we have a word for it. We call it the church. The body of Christ. We are the body of Christ. Amen.